أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا. In the previous ayats, Allah briefly sketched the picture of the Battle of Ahzab, what severe conditions the Muslims were facing. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gives a vivid description of that and the details of that. Allah Ta'ala says, remember that time, إِذْ جَاوُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. جَبْ جَرْ آئِ تُمْ پَرْ, اوپر کی طرف سے اور نیچے کی طرف سے. And when the enemies came to you from the top side of Medina Sharif and from the bottom side. In other words, from all four sides they had surrounded you. وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ, اور جب بدلنے لگے آنکھیں. And when the eyeballs started turning around. When a person sees such fear, and now his eyeballs also turn around. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ, اور پہنچے دل گھلوک تک. And the hearts came to the throats, which is proverbial, that a person has extreme fear. In that, those were the conditions. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ, اور خیال کرنے لگے اللہ تعالیٰ سے طرح طرح کے خیالات. And then all started having different thoughts with regard to Allah Ta'ala. The Muslims had firm yaqeen that things are so severe, but Allah has promised His help. His help will definitely come. Those things look in front of our eyes totally against us. The munafiqeen, they had thoughts that Allah had made a false promise. And they started speaking also. They did not have true iman in their hearts. They said, where is Allah's help? Where we are suffering, yet the enemy has surrounded us. We are small village of Medina, and the whole alliance of kufr, the Jews, the Christians, the kuffar of Makkah, all have gathered against us. Where is the help of Allah Ta'ala? The people who had weak iman, they also started speaking things which they should not have spoken. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, وَهَاں جھانج گئے ایمان والے. Allah say that was the place where we tested the believers. And these are the tests of Allah which come for us also in our daily lives. When we have to make choices between halal and haram, then also we are tested. Various other things, with our insurance policies we are tested, with medical aid schemes we are tested, with various things we are also tested, whether our trust will be with Allah Ta'ala or whether we will turn around and look at other things. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا, اور چھر چھرا گئے زور کا چھر چھرانا. And they were shaken, a heavy shaken. The test of iman was so severe. It was tested very, very severely, with all the odds against them. And Allah had promised His help. And now you can see openly it looks that Allah's help is not there. But as mentioned many times, Allah's help comes right at the 24th hour. A person must remain firm and then see how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. And that was not enough, only that the enemy from outside had surrounded them and they saw all conditions of death and destruction from inside. وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, اور جب کہنے لگے منافق. The munafiq started saying, and they asked for permission. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, اور جن کے دلوں میں روگ ہے. And also those people who had a sickness in their heart. That is the sickness of a weak iman, or the sickness of nifaq, hypocrisy. What they said, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا, جو وعدہ کیا تھا ہم سے اللہ نے اور اس کے رسول نے سب فریب تھا. What Allah and His Rasul had promised us, It was all lies. It wasn't true that Allah's help will come. We will be victorious. Yeah, we can see we are being destroyed. The enemy has surrounded us such severe conditions. So much of fear came upon them that the people who had hypocrisy in their hearts and the people who had weak iman, they started saying such terrible words that Allah and His Rasul, na'uzu billah, have lied to us. And not only that, further than that also, وَإِذْ قَالَتْ طَائِفَةُ مِنْهُمْ اور جب کہنے لگے ایک جماعت ان میں, and then one group of these munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and this one group of these people of weak iman, they started saying, يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبْ لَا مُقَامَ لَكُمْ فَرْجِعُوا, اے یثرب والو, تمہارے لئے ٹھکانہ نہیں, سو پھر چلو. The O people of Yathrib, which is the old name of Medina. O people of Medina, this is not a place for you to be in. We're going to get killed here. We're going to get destroyed. We're going to get butchered here. Come, let us run from here and go away. This is not a place for us to be. وَيَسْتَأْذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمُ النَّبِيِّ اور رخصت مانگنے لگے ایک فرقہ ان میں سے نبی سے کہنے لگے. And also one group of the munafiqeen and the people of weak iman, they started seeking permission from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said, يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَى, ہمارے گھر کھلے پرے ہیں, that our houses are not secured, our human folk and children are at home, and there is no security, there is nobody to look after them, there is no maid. So please give us permission and we go away from here. From all sides people were running from the battle. From around Medina, the enemy were heavy against the Muslims. And many people in the Muslims, the munafiqeen, and the people of weak iman turned away. These were the conditions of on that day. And many people started saying, we want to go home and look after our families. Allah says, وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَى اور وہ کھلے نہیں پرے. It wasn't that their houses were not secured, but they just wanted excuses to get away from the battlefield. اِن يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا ان کی کوئی غرض نہیں مگر بھاگ جانا. They had no other objective but to run away from the battlefield. So in this way, Allah has given a vivid expression of what the conditions were in the battle of Ahzab. But finally, when Allah's help came, everyone saw clearly how greatly Allah's help had come. So yeah, the lesson that we learn, we will also be tested, and severe test will also come. And every person, according to the level of his iman, he will be tested. And a person should remain firm. He shouldn't become weak. And Allah is there. And His promise of help is there. And it will definitely come. But we must have that full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.